lesson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian and British officials say Russian troops continue to press their offensive in the eastern Donbas region in an attempt to fully seize Ukraine's industrial heartland, but have made little headway as fierce Ukrainian counterattacks have slowed their efforts. Russia continues to fight for full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions that make up the Donbas and seeks to secure a land route between these territories and the occupied Crimea, including by wiping out the last pocket of Ukrainian resistance in the besieged port city of Mariupol, Ukraine's general staff said Saturday. Evacuation efforts for civilians were continuing Saturday. As the Russians attempt to storm the steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, little is known of the fate of the thousands of soldiers and civilians holed up inside. The AP's Karen Chamas reports.
In a video filmed just 2 days earlier, a Ukrainian soldier can be seen navigating the winding tunnels in the underground steel plant, excited to be bringing sweets to the hungry children below. As they enter a dark and dingy basement, a group of children run towards him. One child explains how they want to go back to normal life. We can play with phones, but we want to go home, want to see the sun. Many have been stuck in this basement for over a month and a half. All the provisions we have brought here into the shelter are running out. We could be in a situation where we can't feed our children. Another woman pleads to be freed from their underground misery. Take us away from here. We want to see peaceful skies. We want to breathe in fresh air. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Vladimir Putin Sunday attended an Easter Mass conducted by the Russian Orthodox Church, which has strongly backed the Kremlin leader's special military operation.